Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to start talking to you about the next podcast, explaining to you what Ash Friendly is. And to be very simple with you, it's an app. It makes sure that humanity, all humanity, and when I mean all humanity, it means everyone, is protected, is safe, knows information where you can get water, food, shelter, and a safe place. It helps you build purpose and meaning and understanding to your life. It gives hope to people who don't have any. It gives opportunity to people who don't have any. It gives people who have everything understanding and thoughtfulness and things they may be missing that they can't buy with money. So, for example, there's a lot of information out there navigating people throughout the world. Little pockets here, little pocket there. But I'm going to make sure that it's all in one app. All together. Like my slogan, together we are Ash Friendly. So what I've done is that I'm going to use the information that we find to help navigate people to make life a lot easier for themselves. So they don't have to suffer so much great depression, so much sadness as you get older. See, a lot of people as they get older, 80, 90 years old, they don't have anyone left that's around them that will help them out to get out and about, to still continue to have meaning and purpose in life besides just retiring or just sitting and watching TV all day long. Young people like that, not a lot of old people like that, they want to be interactive. Because remember, if you don't use it, you lose it. So the more we engage people with, the longer they'll live, the healthier they'll be. Less medications they're on, less things they're doing, less loneliness, less depression. And that's always good for our world and for wherever we live. And it's good to give back in a way that we can. So when we deal with people who are in a stage of dementia or Alzheimer's, or they have other mental health issues that are going through with them, they're not there yet, but they're there. We help them too. We help them figure out what they need to do, how to keep working on themselves, even though they have no idea what's going on. We make sure that they go outside. We help them get a ride if they need to, or if they need groceries, we help them find that. We help them find friends, communities that allow them to slowly build themselves back up to where they need to be, or just to be happy. So that way, when they get confused, or they get triggered, or overstimulated, rage and anger doesn't come out of them. They just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to go over here then. I'm going to go and do this. When it comes to people a little bit younger, when people are just, they may have a lot of money, they may not have a lot of money, they may be lost. Who knows what people need help with? But they find something. They find a community of Ash Friendly. They find other people that are like themselves that just have no direction, no focus. They have all this money, but nowhere to do with it. And they may or not want to just donate at all. It doesn't work for them because they want to actually contribute where their time is valuable, just as their money is. They want to be working on themselves and find things in their life that they've been looking for and they didn't know how to get to, even though it's right in front of them. It'll be amazing when you give people opportunity to achieve something on their own pace, on their own time, for themselves or for other people, or for just the world. We give meaning and purpose to people that have made mistakes in their 20s, in their teens, in their 30s, in their 40s. Give them ways to contribute back in a way that's suitable for them. So that way people may not have to be so judgment, so harsh of what they've done. I'll say, oh, this is bad. I get it. But they still want to be forgiven forgive themselves, reconcile with the demons inside them, reconcile with everything, and still be a good person from here on out. And we will find ways they can do that in their own way. For people that are homeless, for people that are mentally ill on the street, for people who have no money, for people who can't get a job, for people who are disabled, mentally or physically. We work with them in all these different ways to see how we can be productive, to build that structure they need, or they need just some discipline, or someone to care about them, or someone to just say, spend time with them in a certain way so they can heal themselves to find a way to get out of this dungeon they're in. And if they're just disabled, then they need to find things that work with them to make them feel better, to make them feel part of the team, part of society, full of life, step by step. We also really go in depth. We realize a lot of different things about our demographic, who we tailor to, who the app is for, because they don't have any money. And so when I tell you don't need money, I mean you don't need any money. You can buy our product online if you want. Be my guest. Thank you. You can just watch the ads for me so I get paid. Thank you. You can just be a good person and do the things that are the good things you need to do and do what's right. That's even better. Thank you. The app is for people who just need something greater than themselves. And they need a way to explain that to people, or they need a way to explain that to themselves, or they need to find a way how to be creative, or they need how to be structured, organized, focused. It's these little things in life that we get lost along the way as you get older. Because it's just harder as you get older, because to meet people, to meet friends, to have a community, to feel safe, gets smaller and smaller and very limited in where you can go and what you can do. Ash Friendly also works with people who are colored to find places and to know where you can go that is safe. Because no matter how colored you are, light-skinned, brown-skinned, dark-skinned, there's certain places you can go and certain places you can't. That's just how the world is. I can't change that, and I'm not getting into that, the racism and discrimination towards other people, but we can just go where we are safe and where we can be ourselves. We help you find places like that. If you're very religious, if you're very certain type of religion. A lot of people hate religion. A lot of people hate certain types of religion. Well, where can I go just to be safe, just to get something to eat, just to get some water, just to go have fun with my friends? Where can I be looked at, not based upon my religion, but based on that I'm a human being and be treated correctly? And finally, where can I go if I don't have an identity? If I don't know I'm a male or a female, or if I'm just looked upon differently just because I am different. Just because you're special. And you need to find out where you can go, where you can be accepted, and where you can be loved and be treated like a normal human being. Whether it's going to play sports, whether it's going to just be, to find friends, to date, to go out to drink, to go eat, to go to the bathroom. It's all these important things that a lot of people take credit that don't take knowledge of because it doesn't affect them. Something that I learned in the way, if it doesn't affect me, I don't care. That's what a lot of people think out there. Doesn't affect me, then I don't care. And that's a bad way to look at it. You gotta look at it as being saying, I don't suffer with that, I don't go through that, but here, let me make your life easier because doing this will make my life easier. Because there'll be less hatred towards those people who don't want you around or don't know what to do with you or to feel safe. And that anxiety level is at a low. The depression is at a low. The anger is at a low. That is where we need to be. Like I said, folks, it's an app that's coming out. All the information is out there, but it's not together. Ash Friendly brings it together. Because remember, together, we are Ash Friendly. Well, folks, thank you very much for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, the world, the people around you a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thanks again for listening to Ash Friendly. Have a wonderful night.